Welcome, everybody. Thank you for making time today to come to our ordinary meeting of Shire for March 26. Declare the meeting open at 10:04. Announcement of visitors. Neil. Disclaimer notices. Neil. Council meeting information notes, which are in the front of your paper there. Public question time, 4.1, response to previous public questions taken on notice.
Nothing received.
Thank you. Public question time. One in the gallery, thank you. 5, announcement from the presiding member. Neil. 6, record of attendance, 6.1, attendance. 6.2, apologies.
Through the chair, Councillor Harris sends her apologies.
Thank you. We have a mover and a seconder, except, thank you, Councillor Speaker DeSantos, and a seconder is Councillor, thank you, Cottrell. Those in favour? Thank you. Six point three, applications for leave of absence.
Not Neil.
Neil, thank you. 6.4, approved leave of absence. Again, Neil, thank you. 7, declaration of interest. 7.1, declaration of financial interest. Anybody? To that very shortly. 7.2, declaration of proximity interest. And 7.3, declaration of impartiality interest. I'd also like to declare an interest in that same item, which is 10.3D. That be the same one, Councillor Taylor?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mr. President, I'd like to declare that interest as well as a member.
Member. So, Alex Baxter. Thank you. Okay, 8. Confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting. Draft motion that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 17th of September 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record. I'll remove it, Councillor Norrie, thank you, and Councillor Taylor, thank you, those in favour, everyone, thank you. Presentations, 9.1 petitions, 9.2 presentations, 9.3 deputations, 9.4 delegate reports, any?
Nil.
Thank you. Reports. 10.1, reports of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee.
Nil.
Thank you. And we're up to 10.2, Chief Executive Officer reports. 10.2A, response to Walga electoral reform discussion paper. CEO.
Thank you, Mr. President. So both items 10.2A and 10.2B were provided to councillors through council's policy in regards to approvals at short notice. Essentially, they emailed out and responses received. The policy does and the Act requires that then it's published in the next available agenda, which is today. So we're seeking just clarification or confirmation that Council notes and endorses the submission provided to Walga in response to the electoral reform discussion paper. This was a discussion paper sent out by Walga just in regards to the ministers looking at changes to the, rather than to the 2-year spills, to a 4-year total spill, looking at mandatory voting and a few other matters. You'll notice in the appendix there is the letter, the draft letter, that was actually submitted on Council's behalf as a result of the online resolution. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you. Questions, councillors? There's been plenty of discussion about this. There's been no further question. The recommendation that council notes and endorses the submission provided to Wellga in response to the electoral reform discussion paper as contained in attachment 2. Mover, thank you. Councillor Taylor, seconder. Councillor Norrie, thank you. Those in favour? Thank you. That's everyone. Moving right along to 10.2B, which is a response to Wellga Water Management in Western Australia discussion paper. CEO Ty Matson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, this was sent out and looking at attachment 2 in regards to the letter, which is on page 51, which was sent on council's behalf through to Wellga. Particularly looking at coordination of mining, dewatering and cumulative impacts from mining on underground aquifers and also ensuring that there's sufficient forward planning for both potable and sewage infrastructure and also definitely looking at the continued support for urban infill, sewage and water use. All three items obviously have a significant impact on the Shire of Leonora, hence council's letter.
Yeah, certainly. It's going to be interesting going forward, that's for sure.
So
10.2B. Yeah. 27?
Well,
A to C.
Oh.
Okay, you got it there.
Yep. Apologies, Councillor Taylor.
All right, any discussion in regards to the letter? I mean, we've had plenty of discussion and we've sent our response through, so. Got it. Any further discussion? No? Okay. Thank you. So the recommendation there is that council notes the endorsement of submission to be provided Wellga in response to the water management in Western Australia discussion paper as contained in attachment 3. And a mover and a seconder. Thank you. Let me speak to Santos. Thank you. Councillor Norrie, thank you. Second. Those in favour? Thank you. That's everyone. Uh, 10.2C, review the code of conduct, council members, committee members and candidates.
Thank you, Mr. President. As part of the local government reforms being undertaken by the state government, there is now a requirement to update our code of conduct, which applies to council members, community members and also candidates. It's a mandatory requirement that needs to be, council needs to adopt the updated code by the 31st of March 2026. Key changes particularly align with the updated model, introduce the model of the local government inspector, updated complaint handling pathways as well. Then following adoption, the CEO must publish the updated code on the Shire website and will update and go through and update any complaint forms or policies accordingly. That work hasn't been undertaken at this stage. Is an absolute majority requirement. Recommendation is that council adopts the updated code and notes that it will be published.
Thank you. Questions? Have there been no questions in regards to 10.2C, review of the code of conduct, council members, committee members and candidates? The recommendation that council by absolute majority adopts the updated code of conduct for council members, committee members and candidates as attached. Note that the Chief Executive Officer will publish the adopted code on the Shire's website in accordance with section 5.1047 of the Local Government Act of 1995. Have a mover, please. Councillor Nardone, thank you. Seconder. Councillor Norrie, thank you. Those in favour? Thank you, that's everyone. Next item. 10.2D, proposed installation of dust and noise mitigation wall on Namby Road. CEO.
Thank you, Mr. President. As Council's aware, we're currently working in with Main Roads WA in regards to upgrading and formalising the existing bypass or the unsealed bypass towards the east of Leonora. We're presently, with the increased amount of traffic, particularly over the last 18 months, there's a significant dust issue for nearby residents, particularly those on the corner of the bypass and Namby Road. In order to try to mitigate those impacts, administration have looked at a number of different options. We're already increasing our water and making sure that the water suppression for dust suppression, making sure the road's graded as well. However, it's believed that probably additional steps need to be undertaken. As a result, we've looked at noise and dust mitigation wall. These are quite standard, particularly for noise mitigation. Most major projects in Perth will have these, particularly if they're really close to nearby residents as well. The issue has been, it's been a struggle to try and find multiple providers, and we've come back down to one provider out of the East Coast. They're not particularly cheap. It's about $150,000 in regards to the product and another $50,000 for installation costs as well. We would then look at, in future budgetary years, possibly next year, put a motion up to Council, consideration for Council to undertake some painting of that wall as well. Recommendation is that Council endorse the purchase and installation of a noise and dust mitigation wall for the corner of Namby Road and the bypass road.
Thank you. Questions, councillors? Okay, I mean, no questions in regards to 10.2D, which is the proposed installation of the dust and noise mitigation wall on Namby Road. The recommendation that Council endorses the installation of the dust and noise potential wall along Namby Road bypass adjacent to the affected residential property. That Council endorses the allocation of $211,671 towards the bypass noise wall. Move it, please. Councillor Nardone, thank you. Councillor Norrie, thank you. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. Thanks, Ty. Okay, we're up to 10.2E. Endorse the status of the progress of the local planning scheme. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President. As Council's aware, the Shire is undertaking a review of its town planning framework. The town planning framework is made up of two key documents, a strategy. The strategy really looks at the community, the needs of the community, and particularly around the land use needs. The last date time the strategy was updated was 2021, so it was reasonably recent. The second document is the local planning scheme, so Shire of Leonora local planning scheme number 2 also needs to be reviewed. There's a requirement that we go through this in a staged approach, that we review the strategy to see if that's up to date, current, fit for purpose. Once we reach consensus on that, or Council reaches consensus on that, the next stage will be to undertake a review of the local planning scheme. The local planning scheme is really where we get into the stakeholder engagement and Council workshops to see what the future land use situation will be for the town, what the community wants, what Council wants. This stage is really looking at the strategy. We've reviewed the strategy through a consultant, and we believe that administration believes that the strategy is still fit for purpose, current and accurately reflects the situation in Leonora. We therefore recommend that the strategy be submitted to the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage unchanged.
Okay. Any thoughts, any questions? Everyone's happy. Councillor Norrie.
Well, I'm guessing that, you know, with the Eastern Precinct and all of the requirements, you know, all the demands for commercial blocks and the like, it's been in the spotlight a fair bit. So I'm just assuming that if it doesn't require a minute, that's because it's up to speed. I've got nothing to add. I just wanted to emphasise that it's not something that's been in the back box in the cupboard for a while. It's been looked at.
Yep. Thank you. I think while the strategy is fine at the moment, that going forward we certainly need to, as a group, sit down and look at it for future purposes and how we see the future being developed and sort of implemented.
Through the chair, most of that work will be under the specific land use requirement or land use permissibilities will be undertaken through the local planning scheme, and that's really where it looks at where do you want the light industrial area or what activities you want on that light industrial area lot, recognising that rural property, particularly in Leonora, is restricted in regards to the permitted land uses as well. So we need to, your council needs to consider those sorts of things going forward, and then if the land is zoned rural, whether that allows things such as transport industry, those sorts of things. So that's where you get down into that nitty-gritty, where the strategy is really looking at what the long-term strategic needs are and situation of the community.
Okay. Any further questions, councillors? The recommendation there for 10.2E, local planning strategy. The council pursues regulation 68.3 in the planning development local planning scheme regulation 2015, recommended to the West Australian Planning Commission that 1. The Shire of Leonora local planning strategy endorses the West Australian Planning Commission on 9th of January 2021, is satisfactory and does not require amendment, as it is up to date, complies with the Act and regulations, is consistent with the state planning framework, and implements the Shire's long-term planning direction. 2. Local planning scheme number 2, gazetted on the 29th of July 2021, be amended to gazette within the period of 3 years. A. Account for the recent and current draft local planning scheme regulation changes, including the creation of the state planning codes and short-term rental accommodation provisions. B. Provide the adoption of the heritage list under Local Planning Scheme 2, following the completion of the adoption of the Local Heritage Survey, and C, review and respond to current and emerging land use demand within the Shire, including the provisions and appropriate zoning for development controls to support residential growth and industry activities. Mover, please. Councillor, speak to Santos, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Norrie, thank you. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thanks, Tyler. Okay, I reckon we can fit one more in very quickly. We can go along to 10.3A, the monthly financial statements, February 2026. Executive Officer, Kiara Lord.
Thanks. Just two fairly quick things. On page 110, there is in note 1, there is a note there about the depreciation not being raised during the current financial year. This is just as we're building our asset register in council first. We haven't done the depreciation yet, okay. So we can run it on the old system versus the new system to make sure they add up once we finalise that.
Yeah.
We are hoping end of this month, early next month, we'll have that ready to go.
Yep.
The only other thing to note is the actual figures as detailed in this report are more accurate to where we based a few of our changes on the budget review item coming later. However, because they weren't the financials weren't finalised when we were doing the budget review, we had to use the January actual figures. So if you're comparing the two, February actual figures is a good one to base that on.
Okay. Thank you. Questions, councillors, in regards to the monthly financial statements? Councillor Norrie? No. I'll retract that. Councillors, any questions? Ciara's got a big smile on her face. Recommendation that council accept the monthly financial statements for the month ending 28th of February 2026, consisting of A, B and C, confirmation report, statement of financial activity and material variances, the 28th of February 2026. Mover, please. Councillor Taylor, thank you. Seconder. Councillor Norrie, thank you. Those in favour. It's everyone. Well done, Ciara. Righto, we'll adjourn the meeting for a cup of tea at, I'll make it about 10:26 or something, is it? 10:25. Thank you.